Chapter 3, Guiding Principles. Lie down, get comfortable, and close your eyes. Place your hand on the spot that rises and falls the most when you inhale. If this spot is on your chest, you are not using your full lung capacity. Put your hand on your stomach and take deep, full breaths. Breaths that make your stomach rise more than your chest. Continue breathing slowly and deeply. See your breath as a pure white cloud coming in through the top of your head. As it swirls around down through your body, it picks up all of the impurities, the tension, the fatigue, or the pain, or all of the problems of the day. Imagine the impurities then exiting out through your toes as you exhale. As your lungs are emptied, the cloud leaves your body and disappears out into space. Again, inhale as the white cloud comes in, swirls down around your body, exiting with your breath, relaxing now down through your chest, your thighs, relaxing down through your legs, ankles, and feet, carrying away the tension, worry, pain, or fear out through your toes, out through your toes and away. And now imagine the cloud of oxygen turns a beautiful blue color, calming, soothing you. Feel the color cleansing your body, your mind, leaving your body feeling deeply relaxed. Your problems and worries are washed away, peaceful, calm, floating, just floating. And now from this relaxed place, go back to your garden space. Everything within this protective shield is your personal space. And everything that you are is here with you now. Find a place to sit. In the last guided meditation, you and your mind view council worked together to clear away the negative and hurtful thoughts. It is now ready for you to replant. Your artist's tools are also here within you. Acceptance of all that you are. Forgiveness, empathy, and compassion surrounds and heals you in this space. In the privacy of your own mind, allow this forgiveness, empathy, acceptance, and compassion to flood into every cell of your body. Allowing these guiding principles to infuse your mind and body with love, care, self-acceptance, and self-compassion. Letting go of concerns or fear. Going even deeper into calmness and peace. Think for a moment what you would like your garden space to be like when you come here to visit. How would you like to make this space your own? This garden can be anything you want. A cactus garden, for example, or a rose garden. You could design a Zen rock garden where you visualize yourself walking as you meditate. Visualize a garden space that best comforts and heals you. Now, find a place where you can sit and be comfortable. Perhaps you are sitting in the grass with your back against a tree, or on a bench overlooking a patch of your favorite flowers. Just notice where you are. Let's consider the guiding principles within each member of your MindView Council. The guiding principle for your spiritual MindView is to identify your values or what is important and meaningful to you. Listen within for just a moment. What is your spiritual MindView telling you? What values contribute most to your well-being? The guiding principle for your emotional MindView is acceptance. Can you be here, right now, without judgment? Allow uncomfortable thoughts and feelings to come and go. They are a natural, normal part of life, but they don't need to rest here with you. Just see them, then let them pass by like clouds in a beautiful blue sky. The thinking mind view, guiding principle of the artfully lived life, is to help you learn to respond with less emotion, to remain calm and centered, to choose to respond in a way that is consistent with your values, using all of your MindView resources. Next, consider the guiding principle of the social MindView. This guiding principle helps you with awareness of how your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs guide your interactions with others. It also contributes to the quality, depth, and intimacy of your relationships. Now let's consider the guiding principle for the physical mind view. This guiding principle can help with guiding healthy lifestyle choices that follow a committed action plan. A healthy lifestyle plan includes diet, exercise, and abstinence from products that do not promote your health. Your physical well-being is so very important to your overall whole self. Finally, the guiding principle for your observer-manager mind view is the ability to self-regulate through willingness and determination to make commitments to following your action plans. As observer and manager, they are always mindful of the whole person's values, goals, intentions, and choices. They are always available to assist your whole being. These guiding principles can help you and guide you through life's challenges and setbacks as you accept problems as part of your life's journey. Allow difficulties to come and go without struggle. This mindful way of non-judging, non-expecting, is just being with ourselves as we are, with loving kindness, accepting ourselves as we are, while expressing self-compassion for the difficulties we face. These guiding principles teach us to walk gently with our inner selves as we strive to reach our goals and learn from our experiences. Now, notice that you can feel the sun on your skin and it warms you. Look around your garden space with your imagination. Take a snapshot of what it looks like. You might notice the different scents from the flowers, trees, and plants, or the colors of the vegetation that are so bright. You are safe here in your garden. The artist's tools of acceptance, forgiveness, compassion, commitment, and gratitude protect you from the judgments from within your own being and from without. When you feel pain, these tools will bring you peace and well-being. Allow this garden, the safety, the healing and acceptance that you feel here, to begin the process of healing you and restoring you. Remember that in real life we do this all the time. When we really need or want something, we turn to our inner resources to make things happen. That is all we are doing right now. We are asking from within for what we need, and allowing ourselves to be present to those changes. Just spend a few moments right now with the changes that you are requesting. Be present to the healing and the strengthening that they are bringing to you now. Now, let's check in with your Mind View Council. Your Mind View Council is being strengthened and healed by the artist's tools. Your physical mind view is feeling stronger and healthier. Your emotional mind view is growing more peaceful, stable, and calm. Bring attention to your social mind view as it is learning and growing from relationships with others, and your thinking mind view is integrating all of these changes that you have requested. Bring your awareness to your spiritual mind view. Notice the sense of renewal and restoration. Take some time now to focus inward, to be present to the core of who you are. And imagine that your whole being is here. Your whole being is experiencing healing. Take some time to listen inwardly as the guiding principles help you heal. Repeat this guided meditation whenever you feel sad or discouraged, or whenever the old stories begin to return out of habit. That is all they are, habits. They may have deep roots, but as you listen to these guided meditations, the old stories will have less and less presence in your life, and you will remember them less and less often. Now take a deep breath, and when you are ready, open your eyes and come back to this room.